All right, so Robert Herr said that Joe Biden couldn't stand trial because basically he was not competent to stand trial. And he made it very clear, even though Democrats try to talk over him again and again, drown him out, that he did not, and his report did not, exonerate Joe Biden in any way of the crimes committed. Although that's what Democrats have tried to say since the report was released, he did not exonerate, and he said so time and again. Here's one example. Listen.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Herr,
that
I'm going to continue with
That's
my
not
questions.
Part of my task as
I'm
going to
continue with my questions.
Judgment
I know
that,
the term
that I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
you exonerated
would be a conviction.
I know that
I did
the
not
term willful
that word
retention
does not in the report,
has a Mr. Herr, it's my time. Thank you.
See, they don't care about the truth. Mr. Herr, it's my time. I did not exonerate him, he said clearly, as she spoke over him, trying to bury it so it can't be used in a television commercial. He did not exonerate. He did not exonerate. A lot more going on in the weeks leading up to the release of the report. Herr's appearance on Capitol Hill, not the kind of thing you want to hear about in an election year, right? It's not. The White House tried to directly interfere, apparently, with Special Counsel Herr's report on Joe Biden's possession of classified documents and his state of mind. Listen.
And did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and, frankly, get the report changed?
Yes.
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Yeah, they asked for certain edits and changes. That's called censoring, editing, whatever you want to call it. And the longer Herr was on the stand, the harder it was for Democrats to somehow cling to the idea that the old man did nothing wrong. In fact, it seemed we kept learning more about how egregious the behavior really was. Not the other way around. This is not what they wanted. Joe Biden had classified documents all over the place, more than I realized, maybe more than you realized. Listen.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Yeah, seven places, and who knows where else they might have been. Boom, 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 boom. And the last question is, why did he do it? Why did he do it? Some say because he had an $8 million book deal he was working on with a ghostwriter, whom, by the way, was a big focus of the hearing because he bragged about having top secret documents. After he originally declared publicly he did not have such documents. Yeah, Joe Biden lying again. The difference is he was actually caught this time. But what can anybody do about it? I don't know. Listen.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter.
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
Yeah. And not only did he give it to his ghostwriter, he read it to his ghostwriter. His ghostwriter had copies of it. And what about the evidence used to write that book for $8 million more to the Biden crime family? What happened to that evidence when the special counsel was appointed? Where did the evidence go? Here's your answer.
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Biden,
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
The very guy who was helping Joe Biden get the $8 million, Joe Biden used the motive for Joe Biden to disclose classified information, to retain classified information, which he definitely knew was against the law. When you get named special counsel, what's that guy do? He destroys the evidence. That's the key takeaway in my mind.
It's a key takeaway. That leaves me, it leaves me wanting real leadership in America again. Wondering if we will ever get it back. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? John F. Kennedy declared, we are better suited to save the world than anyone else, but we have to be ready for the job. Here he is.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Doesn't remind you of Joe Biden even in the least, does it? No, it doesn't. A lot of turmoil out there, too, when it comes to money and markets. What are you doing to protect your money with all this chaos going out there? It's election season. It's time to diversify your savings, potentially. Birch Gold can help you. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It's an important part of your diversification. Birch Gold can help make part of yours. Get a tax-sheltered account with Birch Gold. How do you find out more? Text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Countless five-star reviews. Thousands of satisfied customers. Get the knowledge. It's free. Text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit right now. And protect your savings with gold. I'll be right back.